Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you. I thank you that you sent your only begotten Son that I might have eternal life. Father, I pray that you remove the veil from my eyes that stops me from seeing your true glory. Father, I ask that you reveal yourself to me in a mighty way that I will follow you in the days of my life and that I might dwell in your presence. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, I find favor in your sight. Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the hottest desert to travel near afar for your glory. Hallelujah. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King, for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the hottest desert, I travel where you are far. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King, for your glory. Hallelujah. I will do anything just to see you. Hallelujah. To behold you as my King, for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. I got to be where you are. Hallelujah. I want to be where you are. I gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. Hallelujah. I gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. I gotta be where you are. Hallelujah. I wanna be where you are. I gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. Just a simple prayer this morning. I gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. I gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. I gotta be where you are. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. I gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. I gotta be where you are. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Hallelujah. My Savior, I come to thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Hallelujah. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. My Savior, right now I come to thee. I want to be where you are. Hallelujah. I gotta be where you are. Hallelujah. I wanna be where you are. I gotta be where you are. Hallelujah. 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 I want to be where you are today. I got to be where you are. Hallelujah. Take it away, Greta.
Good morning. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for giving us another, our hearts that want you to want us. Give us a willing that we consult you whenever we need to make plans. Lord, we reward everyone for their righteousness and faithfulness, and we want to be where you are. Lord, we thank you for download a word with the speaker this morning in the telecommunications sanctuary. We also, God, we want to thank the two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Robb and Dr. Vanessa Weatherstrom, for sharing this massive call with each and every one of us. Mother, we want to pray for Mother Joseph, Mother Oliver, Mother Scott, Mother Francis Mann. Pray for the sick and shedding this morning. Visit the nursing home this morning, Lord. Touch them in a special way. Pray for everyone that has been touched by COVID-19. We love them, Lord. We want them to get healthy and whole. We pray for every prayer warrior, guest, and all that has joined us this morning here on this call. God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. God is good all the time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Greta, are you there?
I am the host, Minister Cynthia, Honorable Cynthia, and we are just so thankful for you for greeting us this morning and for your powerful prayer. Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Minister Willa here in Tampa, and I greet you on this beautiful, righteous Tuesday morning. Well, on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I welcome you to the Master's Call. This call was founded almost 10 years ago by two amazing leaders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And the scripture verse we stand on is Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, in order to hear all the messages from the very beginning of this call, you can go to www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net, and you will find a plethora of messages there for you. The theme for this year is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Now, you have heard us say so often, we are not a private organization. We are not an elitist club. There is nothing you have to go through in order to get on this, nor auditions whatsoever. If you feel led of the Lord, if he has been tugging at your heart during this COVID-19 season, when we have been staying in place, if he has tugged on your heart to be a greeter, as you have heard Minister Honorable Cynthia Cox just do, or if he has placed in your heart to host, as you hear me doing right now, perhaps God has given you a voice to praise him through song, as you heard Minister Rosalind so beautifully do, or perhaps God has given you a word and that you want to share it with someone. Well, this is the place to do all of that. And if any of those descriptions fit you, or if any of those offerings pertain to you, you can go to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And I just need you to know that on Fridays, we stay over a little bit longer to get your live prayer requests and praise reports. However, if you have any prayer requests or praise reports to share with us before Friday or after Friday, you can submit those to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And please know, your Master's Call family is praying for you. Now, this company, which was once Artists International and is now Artists Life, was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. To find out more about the products and the opportunity with Artists Life, you can contact the person who told you about this call, and I can guarantee you they will tell you more about it. Now, there's another call that follows this call immediately after this call, and that's the new morning motivational call. And you will find out vital information you need to know about the benefits of the artist's products. And that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Now, if you have a phone and it will not allow you to access this call without having to pay, no worries, because we have a bypass number. And that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. And I need to let you know that over at the New Morning Motivational Call, today is Presidential Tuesday. Now, so much for the announcements, because I am just excited to introduce our speaker for this.
He is not other than our Fed General, our Mississippi,
who was brought up on the Mississippi Gulf Court, Gulf Coast. And God took her under his wings at the age of 12, and I am talking about none other than our wonderful minister, Brenda Terrell. She graduated with honors and got her associate degree. She is married to, and her associate degree is in business. She is married to Freddie Terrell, and they are members of Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. Well, they were members there. Okay. She is filled with the Holy Spirit, and she is a proud mother of 5 children. Her favorite words are, God is faithful. And she returned to Mississippi, and that's why I said she was a member of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. But when she returned to Mississippi, she and her husband became members of the Victory International Christian Church, where Pastor C.J. MacArthur is the pastor. Minister Brenda is an artist distributor, and she loves the products and enjoys helping people become healthy. So it is my pleasure to introduce some and present to others my sister in the Lord, my friend, a strong prayer warrior, and also one who will get a message across, and it will stick with you for a long time. None other than our Minister Brenda. Are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for your cordial love for the Lord. And I tell you, when this woman stands before the Lord, everybody knows it. We thank you for being a wonderful blessing to all of us. And thank you for that wonderful introduction. Thank you, Minister Cynthia, for seating and greeting everyone out there on that New York coast and bringing the whole state of New York into our master's call. Glory to God. We love and appreciate you. And I want to say thank you to Minister Roslyn. Yes, you came before the presence of the Lord this morning, and it is for his glory. Lord, for your glory. I want to be where you are. Thank you so much for allowing God to use you this morning. And I can't go on without saying thank you, thank you, thank you to our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for allowing me to share this platform as I go before the Lord with you all. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your glory. It is for your glory. It is only for your glory, O God. So I'm asking, Father, that you take this vessel and use it for your glory. Lord, we definitely want to be where you are. Let us hear what the Spirit has to say, Father God, and we thank you
that is done not by might nor by power, but it's only by your spirit. And we glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, 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 this morning, the Lord would have me share with you, not forsaken, not forsaken. Psalms 37 and 25, you know, David has said, I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed, his descendants, begging bread. You know, bad news can turn the world upside down and push many into irrational conclusions like God has forsaken us or abandoned us or he doesn't care. Human nature reaches for a reason, any reason, and for someone to blame each and every time. Through their confusion, they often target God. But that's not the nature or character of our God. If we are God's children, we can hear, and we are here, and here are a few things that we can affirm and know and see that God will not forsake or abandon us. One of the reasons is God desires our fellowship. We were created for fellowship. God is faithful, who has called you and I into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, through his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, as according to 1 Corinthians 1 and 9. Before sin entered the world, it's in the Garden of Eden, it says Adam and Eve were more than just caretakers of God's creation. They were part of that creation and enjoyed sweet communion with God in the garden. God didn't change in his desires. Man did. Furthermore, we were created for his glory, according to Isaiah 43 and 7. Secondly, God loves us and won't forget about us. Ephesians 1 and 4 states, even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. And then thirdly, God is not finished with us yet. Yes, Lord. Sometimes what we interpret as God's abandonment may simply be God's placing us back in the oven, if you will, where we may feel the heat of testing for a while. These troubles, these tests, and all that we're going through, they're really testing our faith and prove that it is pure. And such faith is worth more than gold. Gold can be proved to be pure by fire, but gold will ruin. When your faith is proven to be pure, the result will be praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's according to 1 Peter 1 and 7. Not forsaken. He who has begun a good work in you will complete it. He will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And that's Philippians 1 and 6. We can bank on that. You know, in Ruth 2 and 20, it came up, the scripture came up to me and said, then Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, Ruth, blessed be he of the Lord who has not forsaken his kindness to the living and the dead. This man is a relation of ours, one of our close relatives. She was speaking of Boaz. And if you will, Boaz was an inspiration of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He had the same entities, the love, the appreciation for his family, for his loved ones, to do what he could for them, and who definitely did not forsake the living and the dead, is what he said, and the dead. We can easily reflect on what he did among the living by healing the sick. Jesus did that, restoring the blind, giving hope to the hopeless, as Dr. Vanessa reminded us yesterday on MMC. But we can reflect on what he did for the dead. Can we really reflect on that? Matthew 27:51 and 50-53 said this, "Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were open. And many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised, coming out of the graves after his resurrection. They went into the holy city, which is Jerusalem, and appeared to many." Jesus had taken the sting and power of death in our behalf. And in Revelation 1:18, he laid his hand on John on the Isle of Patmos and said, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore." Glory to God. Amen. "And I have the keys of Hades and of death." Now that, my family and friends, is with great consolation, telling us that we are not forsaken. Hallelujah. Yes, there are many times when we all felt forsaken, when we felt alone, deserted. However, God's promises in his word have renewed, have restored us, have restored our minds into his truth. For your glory, Lord. Yes. We want to be where he is. See, 2 Corinthians 4:8-9 states, "We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed." Oh, glory to God. Can we say that again? We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Hallelujah. See, this brings to my remembrance back in the 80s. I was new in Christ and still confused because I come from a Catholic background, and Jesus had revealed himself to me in a real way. I'm talking about a real way. And where I had sincerely longed for his living waters, I'm going, "Oh, my God, I didn't know he was real like this." And at work, I was in the ladies' room, and he clearly spoke to me and said, "Read Isaiah 54. Not knowing what it entailed, I rushed to my friend's desk and asked her if she had her Bible, and she did, and immediately read the chapter. I always meditated on it, desiring to get a better understanding of it all. Yet, with the assurance that God had not forsaken me, verse 6 said, "For the Lord has called you like a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit." Then in verse 7, he said, "For a mere moment I have forsaken you, but with great mercies I will gather you." And then it made me realize when Jesus said, "Father, Father, why have you forsaken me?" See, we have all felt that way sometime or another in our lives. And throughout these many years, I tried to fit in as the status quo of the believers. But God spoke and revealed to me how he made me and not try to fit in. That was tough. He said, "Be led by the Spirit and not religious ways." The key to be an effectual part of this body of many different members is to love, walk in love, being who I made you to be, and you'll see the manifestations of my glory. You know, two parts of that chapter I can say I hung on to was verse 13, "All your children shall be taught by the Lord." I say, oh, glory to God. "And great shall be the peace of your children." Hallelujah. Not forsaken. Verse 17, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. I knew with the assurance of the Holy Spirit that I was not forsaken." You see, Psalms 9:9-10 says, "And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. You see, when we hunger and thirst after his righteousness, we're not forsaken. When we call on him and he answers and shows us great and mighty things that we didn't know, you can rest assured that we're not forsaken. When we're fasting and praying, Dr. PK, sitting at his feet just to honor and glorify his name, saturate in his presence, we know without a shadow of a doubt that we're not forsaken. When you are in the midst of an unfamiliar wide world quarantine, yet you see the hands of the Lord in the midst of it all, letting us know that we're not forsaken. When we come into reality that our faith is not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God, that's acknowledging the very fact that we're not forsaken. When we have in boldness to enter the holiness by the blood of Jesus, by this, it is evident we're not forsaken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dr. PK, the Lord says, yes, husband number one came home. Then husband number two entered in. Then there was your dear friend who followed suit. Through all of this, I made you as one who will hold on to the horns of the altar. During this season, I will reveal my greatness in you. Know this, my daughter, that you are not forsaken. Miss Victoria Owens, I think it is. Happy birthday, sweet lady. The Lord loves you dearly, and your spirit has been troubled. You've seen my hand, says the Lord, in many areas of your life. Now place all those concerns, all that concerns you, all your cares at my feet. Rest in me and be assured that you are not forsaken. Ms. Jeanette Cox, you are so precious to me, says the Lord. I love and cherish the times you spend worshiping and communing with me. Since your earthly husband has departed, you have become a woman strengthened and empowered by my love. You, dear precious one, are not forsaken. Minister Tiffany, if you're on here, your many years of seeking my face have not gone unnoticed. Know that the sufferings of this season cannot be compared to the glory I have instilled within you. Always abide in my peace, my love, and my joy. Be empowered by knowing that you, dear one, are not forsaken. Minister Robin, this situation is temporary. As you cast your every care upon me, Father, sister, nephews, and every thought, every person, that anybody that you encounter, my thoughts become your thoughts. And my glory is being manifested in you, says the Lord. Be encouraged, dear Robin, that you are not forsaken. Dr. Vanessa, the sacrifices you made, the selfless assignments you managed and accomplished, no man can count. And no man knows. But daughter, I know. You can rest assured that your labor is not in vain. Your prayers are treasures, and your tears sown shall reap with shouts of joy. My blessings will overtake you. You, daughter of Zion, are not forsaken. When we rejoice with others, yes, we're rejoicing with them, because God found favor to speak to all of us to let us know. And when we rejoice with others while God is blessing them, because the blessing of the Lord makes rich and he adds no sorrow with it. We are the believers, kingdom builders, seed sowers, lovers of God, who are empowered with God's love, his word, and his Holy Spirit. Glory to God. You see, Isaiah said it like this in 62:12, and they shall call them the holy people. Yes, the redeemed of the Lord. And you shall be called, sought out, a city not forsaken. I hope you got a thought from this message. I love you all. Back to you, Minister Willa.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm just, my soul is dancing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Not forsaken. And family, you're going to want to go back and hear that message. Minister Brenda, I will call you back to give us our benediction after our prayer request and announcement. Father, our Lord, glory be to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Blessings and honor and glory to you, Father. We come to you this morning thanking you so much that you reminded us, no matter what we're going through, Lord, no matter what the challenges, no matter how it looks, we are not forsaken. God, thank you for using your vessel this morning to bring us a word. Thank you, Lord, for her prophetic blessings upon those this morning, Lord. Reassuring them, Lord, that you've got them, that you know them by name, and, Father, that they are not forsaken. Thank you, Lord, that none of us is forsaken because you, God, have our names written. You know our names, Lord, so we thank you. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you, thank you. Father God, we lift up those who we have been praying for. God, we lift up Shirley. And Father, cancer is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. Father, for all the other challenges, oh God, that we've been praying about, Lord, the physical challenges, Lord, for Lucille Williams, Kayline's grandmother, Lord, for our dear minister Sharon, oh God. God, for Robin, oh God. All others who are fighting COVID-19, God, you've got us. We are not forsaken. God, as I lift up my granddaughter, Taryn, before you, as she goes in for another MRI, God, the evidence has shown us that she is not forsaken. So, God, I just thank you for Minister Brennan. I ask, oh, God, that you pour virtue back into her, God, so she can continue to speak your word, so she continue to be that light that shines. God, be with her cousin Arlene, oh Lord. And there are just so many others, Lord, but you know them by name. God, we lift up our bereaved families. And God, we just ask that you would comfort, love, bless, oh God. Put your ever-loving arms around them. God, for you know who they are. We know their names as well, and too many to call, Lord, but you know who they are. So, Father, we lift up Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, Dr. Vanessa. God, do a mighty work. Continue, God, to strengthen them and lead them and bless them. God, continue to bless Dr. PK with wisdom and for everything she needs, Lord. We lift up Mother Josie, Mother Oliver, and Mother Blackwell, oh God. We just thank you for what you're doing in their lives. Now, God, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us, oh God, that you will continue to be a blessing, that you continue to protect us, that you continue to hold us in the palm of your hand and in your heart. We give you praise and call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, my family, you're going to want to go back and hear this message. And you can go to 712-432-1085. And the PIN code is 957-677. Thank you, Minister Rosalind, for blessing us with our song this morning, with your worship this morning, with your praise. We want to be where God is, just for his glory. Lord, thank you. So we thank you, Minister Cynthia, for greeting us and seating us and for your powerful prayer. We thank you again, Minister Brenda, for reminding us that we are not forsaken. Will you please come and give us the benediction?
Glory to God. Glory to God. We got to get through this, Minister Willa. Praise
God. I know.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord. You know, the Bible tells us, and those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Father, we thank you for each and every individual on this call. We ask you, Father, that you empower them in such a manner as they go throughout their day and the days to come, realizing, Lord, that you will never forsake them. We honor you. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we say, hallelujah and amen. God bless you for his glory. We want to be where he is. Have a wonderful day.